Good morning from KUAR News in Little Rock. I'm Jacob Kaufman. So far, voters in Johnson and Little River counties and in the city of Farmington will get to decide on allowing alcohol sales in their areas in the November general election, but votes in other areas with similar drives may not. KUAR's Chris Hickey reports on the mixed success of local option alcohol petitions in Arkansas.
Petitioners for wet-dry local option drives needed to successfully submit signatures from 38% of registered voters to their county clerks to get the measures on the ballot. In Independence and Randolph counties, county clerks say petitioners failed to gather enough valid signatures, each missing the ballot by a few hundred. In throwing out the signatures, the clerks have cited a state law saying a petition page with just one signature from someone living outside the county can disqualify all the other signatures on that page. Ross Jones is with the pro-alcohol committee called Keep Our Dollars in Independence County.
It's a wholesale toss of valid signatures, allowing them, making it even that much more difficult to make the ballot and really hard to do.
On Tuesday, Independence County Circuit Judge Tim Weaver said an Arkansas Supreme Court ruling from 2015 on the unconstitutionality of the state law restricting the petition gathering process does not apply to county-level local option petitions, so the Independence County Clerk's decision to throw out the signatures stands. A lawsuit challenging the petition page technicality is also the issue in a Randolph County lawsuit. Meanwhile, in Crawford County, the clerk there has allowed petition gatherers more time to collect signatures, but Shane McKinney of Keep the Dollars in Crawford County says the clerk has not completely finished the validation process for signatures already submitted.
Because of all that ambiguity, it's not easy to say where we are precisely or how many days we even have left. There's some legal ambiguity there.
The Crawford County clerk could not be reached for comment, but McKinney says he's confident his group will submit the required number of signatures. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.